Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Tone, one half of the best black movie review podcast in the world. In the world, Craig. This episode of the Blackbusters podcast is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Prime is more than just free shipping. Prime brings you closer to the things you care about today through shopping, streaming, and savings. For example, did you know that you can listen to your favorite podcasts, like ours, through Amazon Music? Yep. You can also watch your favorite movies, like the ones we review on Blackbusters, on Amazon Prime Video. Yep. But it doesn't stop there. You can use Prime to get more out of your interests. From purchasing behind-the-scenes books about your favorite movies to listening to soundtracks of your favorite films. Yep. Whatever you're into, or just getting into, Prime can help you get closer to it. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to sign up. From movies and music to passions and podcasts, it's on Prime.
Blackbusters.
What's cracking, family? What it do, though? We back, man. Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig. I'm your host, Big Jock. Mm-hmm. And this is my co-host.
Today, I'm Tony Perry.
Tony Perry! Tony!
You might have met my cousin.
You might have met my cousin,
Tyler.
Oh, Tyler. Yeah.
I'm Tony Perry.
Well, he's your cousin.
Yeah, exactly. You know yeah, I'm Tony Perry.
Tony Perry. Yes, sir. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, since you heard, he's related to brother Tyler Perry.
Tony Perry.
We're doing one of his films.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say, until I do... Maybe I might go through my list or go through his list of films, but I used to always say this, and I wonder if it still stands. I think it does still.
Mm-hmm.
This is my favorite Tyler Perry film.
This is your favorite Tyler Perry? Okay.
And that's why we're doing it first.
Mm-hmm.
This is Daddy's Little Girls.
Okay.
Daddy's Little Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Idris Elba,
mm-hmm.
Gabrielle Union, Tasha Smith.
Yep.
Love
me some Tasha Smith.
Tracy Ellis Ross is in it.
Uh-huh.
Terry Vaughn.
Yeah, Terry Vaughn is in it.
Oh, I love, man.
Old Louis Gossett Jr.
Old Louis.
Old Lou.
Gossett.
Old Lou makes one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Written and directed by brother Tyler Perry. This is my favorite. This was and still might be my favorite Tyler Perry film.
Shout out to Melinda Williams.
Yes, yep. Indeed.
She's in it as well.
Oh, she's so cold.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
she did her thing, too.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how you see stars, in my opinion, stars, because she was one of the stars in the TV show Soul Food.
Mm-hmm.
She was in The Wood.
Yeah.
And then you see her play like a lower, not a lower, a lesser.
Smaller part.
A smaller part.
Mm-hmm.
And she still does her thing, man.
Yeah.
With humility and grace, and she killed her role.
Yeah.
Tyler Perry's Daddy's Little Girls is a dope film. I enjoyed it for several reasons, but I'll get to the reasons soon. It's about a young man in his 30s, Idris Elba. He's the single father of three girls.
Monty.
I think his name is Monty. Mm-hmm. And I think these girls are 12, 9, and 7 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And he has an ex-girlfriend who's the mother of his three daughters named Tasha Smith.
Jennifer.
She plays Jennifer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So she's a hood rat mom to the core.
She's horribly
project
bad.
Baby.
Horribly
bad. She's the epitome of the worst mother you could have.
Yeah. I loved every second of it.
Yes.
She was so bad.
And she was great.
Yeah.
She was so great.
Cruella.
And bad and great. Right. Cruella DeVille, man.
It's a black Cruella.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Still sexy.
Always. You know
what I'm always sexy.
Always.
But she played a horrible mother.
Oh, yeah.
And she did a great job doing that. So he is struggling to, you know, make ends meet. He's a young dude that works at a car. He's a mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
He works at a mechanic shop, black-owned by his, almost like his mentor, Louis Gossett Jr.'s character.
Who's getting a little bit too old for the
yeah,
rich.
Yeah, is it Miles? Is his name Miles or?
Willie.
Willie. Yeah. Willie's car repair.
Yeah, and he's getting too old for the wrench.
Yeah.
You know, like can't do it like he used to, and it's looking to sell.
Yes, yes, indeed. And he's looking to sell. Idris is looking to buy, but Idris is slowly getting the money together.
Yeah.
Because he has these three daughters he has to take care of,
mm-hmm.
and he only makes so much money at the car repair spot.
Yeah.
And
he's always short.
He's always short.
Right. The money that he paid out to Willie, he was a little short on.
The money he paid out to his mother-in-law, his ex-mother-in-law. A little short on.
Yeah.
Yeah, short.
He's a little short.
But he always pays.
Always pays.
It's going to be short, but mm-hmm. he always pays.
Yep, yep.
So this is another film in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Another film in Atlanta.
Spending time in the ATL.
ATL doing their thing, man. Monty is trying to make ends meet. He's just a good brother. He's not a street guy. Mm-hmm. He has a record, though. He's a former athlete. We'll get into that in a minute. He has a record that no one really talks about because it was so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was acquitted.
Yeah.
He
was he acquitted?
I believe so. Oh, I'm sorry. No.
No.
He went
he
to jail.
He did time.
But came to find out that...
We find out via flashback that he was innocent.
Yes.
But he did the time.
He did the time.
Which would make him a registered sex offender.
Yes.
For the crime he was accused of.
Yes.
Okay, so, you know.
Let's get to that. Yeah. right, put that right. on pause and come back to
yeah,
that.
No disrespect, Monty. I know you're a good man.
Yeah, man. But nigga,
the system fucked you up.
Yeah, the system for sure. His big homie, Willie, the owner of the repair spot, like, you trying to buy this spot or not? Mm-hmm. I got a couple jobs for you, man, because, you know, he also has connect to drivers, limo drivers, yep. and just like, you know, luxury drivers.
Yep.
And Monty's like, bro, I'm a mechanic, bro. Yeah. I'm better under the hood than behind the
I'm
wheel.
I'm not a behind
and
the wheel.
And I'm
not
a people person like yeah. that. I don't want to be sitting there driving people around, man. I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
He said, bro, you want this spot or not? You want this job or not?
Yeah. You need the money?
Right. And now he comes across a situation where his three daughters, he doesn't have them. Mm-hmm. And his wife, his ex-girl, Jennifer, Tasha Smith, doesn't have
mm-hmm.
him either.
Mm-hmm.
The grandmother is raising the kids.
Or, so the grandma passes, and he moves the girls into, the timeline is modified a little bit. The grandma passes, he's moved the girls into his house, mm-hmm. but he still hasn't started driving yet.
No, not yet.
Right? But then he starts driving, and while he's out driving, the girls have an issue at the house,
yes.
which ultimately leads them to be put into their mother's care.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Because
the mom, grandmother's taking care of the three daughters.
Mm-hmm.
The father, Idris, comes by weekly or throughout the week,
mm-hmm.
brings groceries and brings money.
Yeah.
So they don't live with him, but he is financially paying for his daughters.
Shame on Monty for not recognizing that cough earlier. Because, right. because grandma was coughing her ass off.
Some of that was probably intentional.
Yes.
Hey, bro, I'm finna go.
Please let me
live these last few months by myself without the burden of being a parent again.
Yeah. Grandma was
trying to get
dying.
His attention. Like,
yeah.
After a while, she was like, "Nigga, I'm dying.
I'm dying.
I got cancer." and he looked so. He looked so like
surprised. Yeah,
he was like, "You might want to get that cough check."
Yeah,
like, nigga, man. That ain't. If you too old to know that, that's a smoker's cough.
That
nigga.
Ain't the first time you've heard that cough. Every day this
something's
week,
wrong, bro.
She been coughing.
You should be looking at her napkin for blood, yeah. homie. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So something wrong with my mom.
Okay, so Monty is he gets his the grandmother passes away,
mm-hmm.
and no one tells Jennifer, which is crazy.
Right.
No one. So she gets to the funeral at the cemetery. Late.
Wow.
Everyone's leaving. Y'all mm-hmm. ain't tell me my own mother. Ain't know me. Did nobody tell me
mm-hmm.
she was going?
That shit is real.
Yeah.
That was hella believable.
Mm-hmm.
That Tasha. Jennifer would show up that mad and pissed. Despite how absentee she may or may not have been in anybody's lives, when mama goes, somebody's supposed to have told her.
Somebody. But I do kind of feel like it's impossible.
Yeah. For her not to know?
Even someone at the store, at the nail shop.
Yeah.
Not even a family member.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry about your mama. What you mean? Sorry about my mama.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
mm-hmm.
how do you live in the same city as your mom and you don't know?
Right.
You ain't been by your mom's crib?
Right. Which they established that, like, you know, she would, but they also established that it's kind of a small, like, I don't know if, I wouldn't go so far as to say it's a small town, because we know that they're in Atlanta.
It's Atlanta.
But it's like a neighborhood. It feels like neighborhood-y.
Yeah. Because, and this is why, because the beginning of the film is at the car repair spot
mm-hmm.
where Monty works, and Willie is not doing the best job on trying to fix this girl's car. Mm-hmm. The girl is Maya. Maya is the neighborhood homegirl.
Melinda Williams.
Mm-hmm. Melinda Williams plays Maya.
Yep.
Come to find out, it's a big city, but it's a small area.
Yeah.
This could be one of the counties. I heard there's like 10 counties in mm-hmm. Atlanta.
Yeah.
This could be one of the counties, or a small area. Mechanicsville, like the ATL.
Like the Jays in L.A.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, you know, like mm-hmm. one, you know, Santa Rosalie, even Marlton, Somerset. You know, one of them streets would be like, okay, there's a bunch of apartment buildings.
Mm-hmm.
There's a store everybody
People
go to.
People been living there their whole lives.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Inglewood.
Mm-hmm.
This is, everybody in Watts know each other damn near.
That you know type of thing.
So, Maya is like, I need my car fixed. I'm on my way to work. I'm almost late. So she comes to the spot. Monty fixed her car fast.
Like that.
Got it running. Thank you, Monty.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Come to find out, Monty is her neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
They live in the same complex together.
Yep.
So Monty has a car, but he walked to work, if you notice that.
Mm-hmm.
He walked to work. That's how close he is.
Yep.
And so everybody know each other. He's been knowing Maya since he was probably 15 and she was 11.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So come to find out, Idris comes into issues with the wife, the ex-girlfriend. Now the mom has custody of the three daughters.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because while he was out driving, one of the girls started a fire at the crib.
Yep.
Which is crazy to me because that's...
Mm-hmm.
As much as I really enjoyed this film,
yeah,
there's certain things that just don't make sense.
It's got holes in it.
Yeah,
It's got some serious holes.
And so because this is, even the movies that I do like, I still critique.
Mm-hmm.
I break it down. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, where's the fire?
Yeah.
The fire was in the house. We've been back to that house.
Mm-hmm.
Window smoke? No fire damage.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
You know, say a fire that was so big to where the police came and the girls were up. Something happened to the girls to where they had to stay in the hospital overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Like they inhaled too much smoke.
Child Protective Services type
shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the damage of that in the house?
Yeah. Yeah.
We never heard anything about a fire ever again.
Right.
But we never even heard him talk about, hey, y'all keep, y'all stay away from the, from the stove and matches and shit like that.
The movie requires Monty to be in a desperate situation.
Yes.
That's in order to forge. So rewind, because the night of the fire, he's already driving, which means he's already met Gabrielle Union.
Right.
So let's talk about her introduction
to the
movie.
So he starts driving. He starts driving because Willie
mm-hmm.
talks him into doing it. You can make some more money and it can help you pay for this repair shop faster. The business that I'm trying to give to you. I'm trying mm-hmm. to sell to you.
Yep.
So you need the more money, bro.
And you got your girls now.
You need more money
to
take care of them. You need to be more financially stable to get a bigger spot and all
mm-hmm.
that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You need this mechanic work you're doing is good,
mm-hmm.
but you need a second job.
You got to step it up.
Yes, and this is going to help you do that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's looking out for you. This is a big homie. This is Pops, basically.
Yeah.
So he starts driving, unwillingly, but he starts doing it. And his first client, is Julia Rossmore. Julia Rossmore, who in his mind is this fancy career woman, corporate woman,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't know anything about it other than that.
Yeah.
He gets to the building. This building is big. It's fancy as hell. It's a law firm. Uh-huh.
And the doorman is warning him.
Oh, you're here to pick up Ms. Rossmore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean? Well, how hard could it be? I'm just a driver. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She comes out. They start off with the heels.
Yeah.
He watching her from her heels up. Heels, ankles, calves, thighs. Damn, she bad.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he says with his face. He mm-hmm. doesn't say it, but his stare, he's probably expecting this older golden girls, rich white woman,
mm-hmm.
and comes out this fly-ass chocolate thing.
Yep.
He's like, damn.
Yeah.
And it's Gabrielle Union. She's Julia Ross Moore, mm-hmm. and the partner of the Ross Moore and Wagner, a law firm.
Yeah, yeah.
He's staring her down. He's in awe. She's like, "You don't get my door?
Open the door."
She's automatically rude.
Open the door.
She didn't speak.
Yes.
She just saw him stare at her.
Yes.
And "Are you going to get my door?" "Oh, I'm sorry."
Yeah.
But he's enamored. He wasn't expecting mm-hmm. the chick to be that bad.
Mm-hmm.
He's used to the little hood chicks in his neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he gets her in the car. Instantly, you could tell these two people are from different worlds.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? 100%. She doesn't want to talk. He wants to get to know. He just wants to be cordial.
And this is not just a Tyler Perry theme. This is a theme of a lot of black rom-coms. It follows the playbook pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the woman, super successful, super polished, and so thus utterly a bitch, right? Yeah. She's arrogant. She's rude.
Out of touch.
And single.
Uh-huh.
And she can't date within her category because rich niggas ain't shit neither.
Right.
Like, you know.
Right.
So she's utterly disappointed. Introduce blue collar working man, right? Like, you know, who's blue collar, right. Not as rich and not as wealthy, but like he loved her and he loved Jesus and, you know, and all and none of the above. And, you know, they're water and oil.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow they kind of like find a way.
Yes.
We see this theme
time and time
over
again.
And over and
yes.
over again.
Yes, yes.
Gabrielle Union is the perfect person for this role.
Yes.
She plays this role as well as somebody could play it
mm-hmm.
because she has all of the bitchiness
mm-hmm.
with all of the subtle charm.
Gabrielle Union, I won't say she's underrated because she isn't. I think people know how dope she is, and they work with her accordingly. She is a great actress.
Mm-hmm.
She plays the bitch very well.
She plays
I'm into you, I'm in love with you very well.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a cheat code.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I mean, she's her beauty is timeless and ageless.
Man,
it feels like she hasn't aged a day.
Facts,
right? I have no idea how old she is,
right.
And even what's on the internet, I might not believe.
Right,
right. Like, you know, she always plays a good, intelligent, articulate,
smart
hood adjacent type gal.
Yes,
right. Like, you know, quality actress.
Uh-huh. Right.
She's not like a Steph Curry or even a Clay. She's like a Draymond, for lack of a better word. And I know that's a comparison to go to somebody, but like she is, like she never fills up the box score in any movie that she's in, but she's always really good.
Damn.
And really adequate.
You gave me an analogy. And I respect Draymond more and more and more,
mm-hmm.
but as more than I used to.
Yeah.
I want to give her more than that.
Like Clay? She's not a Steph.
She's not a Steph, for sure.
She's not a star in anything that she is.
Oh, but she could be, though. Hold on. So, you see, you know, the film that she does is crazy because I feel like, for a case in point,
mm-hmm.
I feel like she could have been Olivia Pope in Scandal.
Yes.
And that would have changed her whole career.
That's a great point.
Shout out to my girl Cara Berry. You know what I'm saying?
So it's almost like she's good enough to do it. She just hasn't had an opportunity.
Right. She has the talent for sure. So when you say she's not a star, I'm like, But I think because the movies that she does are very rom-com-ish to the point where that's all she's done really.
And they never ask her to do too much.
Yeah, other than the typical
to play this role.
The hardcore Cruella de Vil that turns into Snow White.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But she definitely has. She's done some things that make me feel like, oh, this shit could do a lot more, bro.
Yeah,
but I get what you're saying.
But like, you know, like she plays that role. Like in this movie, she's really good. She's not great, but she's really good. Right,
uh-huh.
The same way like Idris in this movie, he's really good. He isn't great. He's just really good, and so. She does, because she plays this character so well, she's so believable as the arrogant, you know, prissy, stick up her ass kind of like gal that like it all works because you believe she's that girl,
mm-hmm.
right? Idris don't have to do too much. He just kind of like need to be charming and love Jesus, right? The transformation occurs with Gabby Union's character.
I think True. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's more transformation with her. Mm-hmm. When you said she's really good, she's not great. And I'm okay. Before I agree to that, mm-hmm. I got a question or two to ask you. Like, what would make her great?
So here's what's interesting. And this isn't just with Tyler Perry's films or just this kind of genre in general. It's way too easy. They change who they are so fast without compelling steps to get there, mm-hmm. right? So they go from super arrogant, super bitchy to like in love in like 20 minutes on film, right? And the bend never makes sense. Like in this particular instance,
microwave.
It happens too fast. It happens too quickly.
Yeah.
So because of that, we don't really get to see her grappling with what she's deciding to do in terms of dating this man that doesn't have a lot of money and the conversation. You know, it just happens so quick that we don't get to see her work. So even though we get there, we don't get to see how we got there.
And I love the love story.
Which is what great would be.
I get it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I needed that. And I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. It was a little too microwave. I say this. I call it microwaved plots or microwave events that just kind of happen too fast. One thing, Idris Elba is probably one of the most demanding and commanding, one of the engaging actors of his time. Mm-hmm. Very Denzel-ish.
Yeah.
Very Lawrence Fishburne.
Got those qualities.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, sure. In this movie, he did his thing. Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying. Based off your explanation about why she was very, very good, but not great, it's the same here.
Yeah.
It's just the kind of how he was directed. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted a few lines to be said in certain things.
Yeah.
Certain moments. Like one thing I'm gonna say this. This is not even a verbal critique. It's something that I didn't like. When he found out the daughter had weed in her bag, and he was at the principal's office, and then Joe, mm-hmm. the new boyfriend, drug dealing boyfriend, mm-hmm. Joe, mm-hmm. he came in there and Idris tried to rush him, and he put Idris in the headlock, or basically like in the rear naked choke, and put his hand behind his back.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how that ever goes.
Yes.
And because this is nitpicky.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't kill the movie for me.
Right.
It just makes like, huh? I it takes away from Monty's character, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That Idris Elba, his look, his stature is too demanding and too sizey for him to be able to get hemmed up
for that one person. Like that. Yeah.
He needs two or three guys to hold him back.
Mm-hmm.
For Joe to be able to basically sun him physically, lets you know, oh, not only are you not a gangster, but you don't even have the hands or the physical ability to subdue the guy that did your daughter wrong. You can't even protect your daughter.
Yep.
I didn't like that.
Yep.
That to me didn't seem good for his character.
100% agree.
And so it doesn't make him less of a man, it makes him less of a protector.
Yeah. Another little nitpick, popcorn, as you kind of refer to it, and I think it cheapens, really cheapens Gabby Union's character, is all it took was one night.
Her birthday.
Like, the man literally just took her to a blue spot.
She got drunk.
Dance
with me.
Danced.
That song was dope. Michelle Nianceclo.
Yeah. Oh, I love that song. Yeah. Beautiful.
That's amazing. Soundtrack was crazy.
Yeah. And now she's on the fast track to being in love.
And here's the thing. As much as I like the film, we gotta keep it 100, man. That's something that I feel like it's okay to critique.
Yeah.
Mr. Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love the film still.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's a microwaved event. Like her falling in love after getting drunk one day We see little things. We see that there are little nuggets, but it had nothing to do with love yet. But there is attraction there. When he walked her to her car, her new driver, and he gave her a hug because he was thankful that she was taking basically his case pro bono. After hours.
Yeah.
He gave her a hug because he knew what else to do.
Yeah.
He hugged her on some thank you. I really appreciate you. Mm-hmm. She damn near crumbled. She melted in his arms.
Right, right.
That was letting the viewers know that she's starting to become softer to him.
Yeah,
and that's so it's not like it came out of nowhere.
Right,
but her to go from to hey, I'm only doing this because I want you to get your kids back to like I'm in love with you the next day after having a drunk
quick.
Night.
Very quick.
That's still a little too quick, very man. Quick. And we need two or three other scenes to make that a stronger transition.
Tyler Perry's movies are about themes.
Yeah.
They aren't about specifics, right? All of his movies have an overarching theme. This movie has an overarching theme, and there are scenes that are put together in support of that theme.
Right.
Right?
I get that.
And Tyler Perry doesn't always tether those scenes with the tightest continuity.
Right.
Right? Like it's more like you get it. Like I don't have to show you, you kinda like get it. Now what it does is that some would argue that it makes Tyler Perry's films maybe less impactful than what they
hence you saying she was good but not great.
Right. Like it's you know, we get what's happening, we get what this movie is about. Mm-hmm. We know how this movie is going to end.
Right.
Even like when we're 20 minutes into it, we already know. Mm-hmm. If I had never seen this movie before, I was like, oh, okay. He's going to end up with her, and she's going to be stepmommy, and he's going to get his kids back.
Right.
So now I'm just basically waiting to see how we get to that point.
And to his defense, I could do that with mostly any film. Even with a Quentin Tarantino film. I knew that Kill Bill, I knew that baby girl was going to end up killing Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that she was going to end up living through it and fighting the world to get to Bill and finally killing him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I do get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. It's the tightness of continuity isn't there all the time. Sometimes I wonder, like, why exactly are the actors having this choice? Like, for example, you can think, like, the first time her character, Julia Rossmore, comes over to his house to have for dinner or to meet the girls, and they're giving their attitude.
Yeah.
Not knowing, as if they don't know that she's the lawyer chick that is helping them get back with their father.
Right, right.
It would be a lot more nicer to her.
Right.
But then she was like, oh, that's the, they made it seem like, that's you?
Mm-hmm.
You look different, like, from her law clothes to her regular clothes. Yeah, they didn't know it was her.
Right.
Oh, this is a random girl, a random woman that my dad is dating. Let's give her the third degree.
Right.
Even after they found out that she was the lawyer chick, and he made them all go to bed, even the oldest one was like, bye.
Yeah.
It's like, I understand. You're supposed to be a little teenage brat.
Mm-hmm.
So you're supposed to be a little disrespectful, a little possessive over your father to the new girlfriend. Right. But that, you said, it's just a little overbearing.
Yeah.
A little unbelievable.
You got a little bit too much attitude to avoid going to be with your mama again.
Right.
Right. Like, you think you'd be on, you know, better behavior overall. It's just like little stuff like that. And again, Tyler Perry takes these big bites of a theme. And I think crafts good movies around them, right? But the thing is that, like, some of these bites that he takes on are so ambitious that, like, you need a different type of movie to really flesh out the story.
Right.
So we get there. Mm-hmm. You know, we definitely get there.
It's a little clumsy, though.
It's a little thin.
Uh-huh.
It's just a little thin.
His movies are so great to the masses, to his audience. It's because he makes them feel so good.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, almost every film is going to have a church scene.
Or
it's going to have a beautiful voiced vocalist killing the song.
To remind you to believe.
And then the message is always clear in that way. He's very good at driving home that.
Yeah.
The reverend is preaching, and you see Monty in this pew, like listening to the word, discernment, and he's internalizing it to him.
I believe
it's giving him.
He
went to church and got a whole recharge.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying.
Which is a fundamental part of what Tyler Perry wants to wants to promote.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, mm-hmm. his belief that, like, put your trust in God. Right. No matter the situation, God will see you through.
Right.
That's what, so we need, so Tyler Perry is going to dedicate time in the film to drive home that theme.
Right.
That you need God.
Uh-huh.
Don't go it alone. Put your faith in God. Right. So that's going to happen regardless.
Right, right, right.
Regardless of who marriage we talking about,
yes.
whose situation we talking about,
uh-huh.
we going to church. You're absolutely right.
Right.
Tyler Perry always has fantastically bad villains. Right? Like, you know, his villains are
crazy.
Are very bad. Uh-huh. Right? And in this instance, she's not believable as a mom. You know, Tasha Smith,
yeah.
Jennifer.
Yeah,
she has to be an exaggeration of the worst kind of mom ever. Because the decisions that she makes and the situation she puts her girls in, all of it is not believable. But that's what I'm saying. She's a Cruella de Vil type villain.
Yeah.
Like, and she's an over-the-top kind of villain.
And it's different where she was an ATL, where she was, like, the same kind of character.
Yeah.
But she actually cared about her daughters.
Yes.
Like, she was like, y'all want me to take you where?
Mm-hmm.
She took her kids to the Cascades.
Yes.
She dropped them off,
mm-hmm.
and she said, check this out. I don't want to hear about it. He said, y'all got some, y'all, for y'all not to have no car or no money, y'all sure looking nice.
Yep.
Let me find out you in there stealing. Like, mm-hmm. she's still being a mom.
Still being a mom.
Catering, you know what I'm saying?
And pulled their ass up out of there.
Oh, she found some Gucci in the washing machine? Mm-hmm. I'm in your ass.
Yep.
No more fun. Bring your ass home.
Now, daddy's that's little girl's
kind of,
mom.
That's the kind of mom you still, a hood mom, but you still
but that was realistic.
Yeah.
The daddy's little girl version is like, go steal for me.
Right.
You know, go steal more.
Now, here's the thing. My first statement to that is that that's so unrealistic.
Yeah.
And sometimes Tyler Perry overdoes the rottenness in the human being.
Right.
But I do know.
That's a great way to explain
it. I got a homie that's like, bro, my mom was like, well, for example, when the riots hit in LA,
mm-hmm.
I was one of the only kids on the block that couldn't go right.
Me neither.
My mom, I was like, man, why the fuck? My mom
and I was right by the Crenshaw swap.
Man, I'm bruh.
I was a stone's throw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so my mom, we all the stores were burnt up in the hood where
mm-hmm.
we from.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, okay, go get some milk. She let me go loop for a gallon of milk, homie. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So my mom was one of the moms, and all the kids in my neighborhood mm-hmm. knew that, oh, I had the good mom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I know some dudes, some moms like, hey, go, come on, get up. We better go rob. We better go take. And
let's go get.
So there are women who out there who would teach their kids bad lessons, like,
steal
for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she made it, her character, Jennifer, almost felt like she hated her kids.
Yeah.
And for her to have so many with one person,
mm-hmm.
she has so many. It's a little to have a 12-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 7-year-old
mm-hmm.
to be with a nigga for 12 years and have three of his kids
and
then go to like hating them.
Yeah.
The grandmother that died, she did make a statement. I don't know where I went wrong with her. She just changed.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he said that.
Yeah, he said she's not the same girl I knew in high school.
That's possible, but damn.
And I mean, the thing is, and again, like you said, she is an over-exaggeration of realistic qualities.
Right.
100%. They've just kind of like ballooned it out. The other thing that I felt was a little unrealistic is ain't no way Monty is single.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for Monty to be... Everybody in the hood knew Monty. Everywhere he went, somebody was waving. He was, what's up now? You know, what's up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, everybody at the blue spot knew him.
Yeah.
Somebody was going to cozy herself up to Monty and be like,
it's in Atlanta.
It's Atlanta.
The women in Atlanta.
It's Atlanta.
Man.
Somebody is cooking for Monty.
Come on, man.
And taking care of them
first
kids.
First of all, let's just keep it 100.
Yeah.
There's no way Monty lives next door to Maya.
And he's not smashing.
Come on. Unless Maya literally is like my best friend's little sister I grew up. I love her like a little sister.
She's my play sister.
Because even how he hugged her, it was almost like, oh, this is my sister.
It's my little
sister. But why though, my nigga? When everybody when everybody around you
mm-hmm.
knows you, she's your neighbor. She lives next door.
Mm-hmm.
She's single. You fixing her car.
Listen, Monty. In real life, Monty is off the market a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because as handsome as Monty is,
yeah.
as upstanding.
Yeah, upstanding. Good of a person, you know, he is.
Man. And he in church?
Come on, man.
And he in church every Sunday?
There's no way.
He's off the grid. Hey,
Tyler, and you know, Mr. Perry, you know, right, you got church. It's a land. It's a church in Atlanta.
In Atlanta. It's, you got I think it's straight, Dr. King's church. Like,
come on, man.
Come on.
You got a dude that's fighting to get his three daughters back.
Mm-hmm.
He has a job.
A legitimate trade.
That he's going to be the owner of the company soon.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to a church that's full of people.
Yeah.
You know how many offers of let me cook for you he'll go get from all these women that in his church?
Yeah. He would... Having somebody to look after them girls would be the least of his worries.
Come on. It'd
be the least of his worries.
Come on.
He was all
and right. So this is why I know we poke holes in the film.
It's because it's fun to do.
It's fun to do. Right. And it's valid.
Yeah.
But it's a feel-good film because you said she's not.
That.
You look past all
you
that.
Past all
and Tyler, Brother Perry, mm-hmm. Mr. Perry has us do that a lot. Well, at least it has me do that a lot.
Yeah.
I look past a lot of things, like because the relationships between the two people are good.
We got to focus like, on the theme.
I'm waiting for them to fall in love.
And this is what I love about Tyler Perry movies.
Boom,
because they connect you to a. Tyler Perry always has his finger on the pulse of what's going on in that section of the culture.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Tyler Perry speaks to an older crowd.
Uh-huh.
Tyler Perry kind of speaks to a more like Christian adjacent crowd.
Yes.
And so this theme of women having to date beneath their means.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's essentially kind of what this movie is about. Right? Mm-hmm. Even though the movie is called Daddy's Little Girls, all of the important decisions in this movie are done by Gabrielle Union.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, she's the hero.
Mm-hmm.
The movie should be called Gabrielle's Stepbabies, right? Because she has to make all the decisions. Gabby's Little Girls.
Julie's Little Girls.
Yeah. You know, because she makes all the important decisions.
Mm-hmm.
She decides to represent Monty.
Right.
Right? She decides to take on the case.
Right.
She decides to give Monty a chance. She mm-hmm. decides, you know, like, everything that happens in this movie is the result of her decisions. Uh-huh. Right? As much as they frame it that it's about Idris and Monty, it's really all about Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
Her decisions that she makes. And so what the theme is, you know, that you can agree or disagree is that ladies, like, sometimes you might have to date, you know, a guy who makes less money than you, who's
a good person,
quote unquote,
a good
below your standards, in order to find love
right.
or be happy.
Right.
Which I think is kind of unrealistic,
uh-huh.
but it is a common theme. That,
yes.
Even though, like, I think maybe it'd be unrealistic at working. I know there are some cases where it does work.
Yeah.
In this society, it's kind of difficult because we put so much pressure on the man being the man in the house, and there is so much issue where, you know, when the woman makes more than the man. But that's what this movie is about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's about, like, you know, can it work? Or women, the debate is like, should you lower your standards in order to find love?
For one, yeah. And I think, I agree. The answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because that statement, that phrase sounds so crazy, lower your standards. And it's not. I don't even like using that phrase a lot of the time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's more so deal with each person individually. For example, her two homegirls, Terry Vaughn and
Tracy
Ellis Ross.
Yeah.
They were her homegirls, forcing her to go on dates with different people.
Yeah.
And they were picking terrible niggas,
which is another nitpick.
Like how do you pick who picked. The Craig Robinson's character.
Yes.
What's his name in here? Did we have
his name? He's not even on the list.
It's not on the list. But, like, his character is clearly terrible to date.
Worse than fucking Monty.
Right.
How are you going to be disrespecting and turning your nose at Monty when this is the nigga that you recommended, you hooked her up with?
And then you hooked him up with a married dude. So what are you doing? And so now, and for Terry Vaughn to be so disrespectfully nasty to the idea of her dating Monty.
Yeah.
But she didn't even know the driver?
Yeah.
How do you know that the driver don't own the company?
Friends were trash.
Friends were trash.
Friends were trash.
Even Tracy wasn't as bad.
Yeah, but Terry was the worst.
Tracy said, well, hold on, maybe she's just having fun.
Yeah, you're not he's not getting serious, right?
Right. You know, Terry didn't even shake the nigga's hand.
Right.
For one, that's unrealistic, bro. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not true. I know some busters in the world. There's a lot of female busters and a lot of male busters.
Mm-hmm.
I will, bro, you know what kind of, I don't have one homeboy, if I'm dating a chick that he doesn't approve of and he don't shake her hand,
mm-hmm.
I said, bro, man, that's
fucking foul.
That's you. First of all, you're a man.
Yeah.
She's a human being, my nigga. You don't have to agree with our relationship,
mm-hmm.
but shake her hand, bro.
Be a decent person.
Yeah, like, it's not his fault that you don't approve of her dating him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So that's why sometimes, the behavior be so unrealistic unless Brother Perry just knows these type of despicable ass people. Maybe he does.
And he knows. And Tyler Perry is great at eliciting drama.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he's great at these scenes.
He makes these people.
It makes you despise these people.
Yeah.
Which is the sign of a great filmmaker.
A
great storyteller.
Oh, yeah.
The emotion.
To evoke these. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
To get me to be like, man, fuck
Brenda.
What the
fuck is going
on? Yeah, because it's Terry Vaughn's character.
Man.
Because she's shady.
Brenda was trash, bro. She had a man and a child.
And he's like, trash. Her husband, I don't even.
He's a buster.
He's a buster.
You're a buster, bro.
You married her?
I can tell you a buster, bro, from how Brenda's acting towards her friend. Like, bro, like, give him a chance. Hey.
Listen, if I'm ever in a situation where I come up on somebody and the first thing that you say is you grab the girl and can I talk to you for a second? And pull off to the side and have a conversation, obviously, about me.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. And then that's why he walked off on her.
Yeah,
he said, "I got about an hour left with my kids,
and I can't deal with this bullshit."
Nah.
Yeah.
And you just stick up for me. Hey, check your homegirl.
Yeah.
You're my friend. All right. You can tell me once or twice. Mm-hmm. I think you're making a bad decision. I don't think he's right for you. I say, but also no, you don't know this nigga. So I know that you're basing your opinion on this guy I'm dating off of nothing. Only thing you know is that he's a driver.
And listen, and here's what all y'all should know. I'm the most together bitch y'all know.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Right? I have a driver. I work 10 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
Right? I have somebody drive me. That's how together I am. So let me make whatever decision I'm going to make.
And just be cool.
And be cool.
But you don't have to disrespect my date, bro.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
So that made Julia look like a buster.
Yeah.
Terry Vaughn's trash, and her whole other homegirl, Tracy Ellis Ross's character, Cynthia, she's weak.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they never discussed this. Like they need to be checked.
Mm-hmm.
You hook me up with Craig Robinson, nigga, and the Brian White character.
Yes.
Huh?
Really?
Well, she might say, well, at least the Brian White guy, he's an attorney just like you. He's a lawyer.
Yeah, but he's married.
He's married.
So you didn't vet him?
He's a shitty-ass nigga.
Obviously, they didn't vet any of these people.
Right.
The one guy is unemployed. He's
unemployed,
a rapper.
Unemployed, a rapper?
Right. Like.
At Fowdy? Fowdy shot.
Yeah. But Monty, the driver.
The guy that I actually know, I chose him.
Yeah.
How am I chose this nigga, and you saying he's not worthy? Get the fuck out of my face.
Think about it like this. Like, the driver or the unsigned
40-year-old
untalented 40-year-old rapper.
Unemployed rapper.
Give me the driver.
Or the driver or the married lawyer.
Yes. Come on.
What are we talking about?
Come on.
Yeah. So
but again, these seem like nitpicks, but actually they're not. They're like us responding to the story.
Right.
And the characters.
And that's what the show is about.
Right.
We breaking down these blockbusters.
Yeah. You know.
And making them blackbusters.
The only other kind of little nitpick that I have before we get into some awards for this one, we could spend more time on this. There's more themes. Like we could talk about that theme of dating below one station, which is, again, like, I'm with you. Like, I believe I want to believe that all people are equal. I think it's a lot easier for men to do it because men have the ability to date, quote unquote, above their league or below their league. Mm-hmm. And nobody questions a man's decision, right? Like, if I dated a woman that came for money and was hella classy, guys would look at me like, man, you pulled that.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. Or if I dated a girl that was like, you know, maybe a round the way girl, but she was fun or whatever, they'd still be like, okay, like, you know, nobody would ever doubt me. We don't always give women that same grace,
uh-huh.
right? We 100% accept when a woman dates up.
Right.
She done came up.
Right.
But we feel some, like...
You're being used.
Yeah.
You're like, taking care of a man?
Exactly.
Hey, like, is he really a man if you make more than him?
That's the narrative. Whether it's that's right goofy. Or wrong or...
It's real.
It's real.
People feel that way a lot.
That's the narrative.
And I say you should. It's a case by case situation.
Mm-hmm.
She could be like, okay, she's a. I'm assuming she's damn near a millionaire.
Yeah,
because she makes all this money and she's a partner at a law firm that her father built.
Yeah, she comes from money.
He's about to own this business.
Mm-hmm.
So she knew that. Like, here's the thing. I know that they're older. She's like early 30s. She's mid 30s. Mm-hmm. But he's a good father.
He's a good man.
He's a good man.
He's a good man,
and he's about to take over this company.
Mm-hmm.
He could end up having 4 or 5 car repair shops mm-hmm. around Atlanta.
Yeah,
especially with someone like you. Not saying that you have to do that, but if you in his life and you his woman,
mm-hmm.
you got the kind of bread that can help him get these other businesses started. You know what I'm saying, but if he's sitting on his ass not doing nothing,
yeah,
that's when it should be frowned upon when you say, hey,
like the Craig Robinson guy.
Yeah, you ain't doing shit.
And one of the things that Monty has is something that you cannot buy, which is respect.
Right.
Everywhere he goes, he's respected.
Mm-hmm.
And she saw that. She saw that in the club.
Yep.
Everybody took a beat to be like, hey, Monty, what's up? You know what I mean? Right. Like, you know, what's up? Good to see you. I'm happy you're here. Right? Right. The only thing that I didn't really kind of like at the end was I don't like when a movie ends and we pretend like it's all good, right?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, Tasha and Joseph got locked up, but the goons is still free.
Get that motherfucker.
Right? The goons is still free.
Don't overlook the obvious.
Yeah, don't overlook. So even though we having a parade, that Monty's coming home with the girls and he done bought the shop and his sign is on or whatever.
How? That
you,
fast?
You still live in the same hood and the goon, like, In a real version of that movie, that place is torched the night after the grand
and Monty
opening.
Shot up.
Monty shot up. Like, it's all good, but it's like, nah, the goons is free.
Right.
The goons is still free.
When I didn't like the fact that Monty can't fight.
Yeah.
That's tough. He's a good guy. He's a good father, but he's not a protector. He can't fight. Only way he can get the upper hand is if he runs a car into you and you already knocked out and then he beat your ass because he hit him with a car.
Mm-hmm.
So he picked up a brick basically.
Right.
And fought a guy that he should be able to whether he wins or loses, he should be able to be fight this dude head up.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my personal issues with like niggas who can't fight. And I'm like, damn, he can't fight. He wasn't soft, but he's a little too big. And Joe, they're both two big dudes. They should be able to square off a little better than that.
Yeah.
But, like, overall, the film felt good.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that she fell in love with the dude,
mm-hmm.
and it worked.
Yeah.
And Melinda should have a nigga, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Maya, Melinda. Melinda Williams. It just I feel like her character should have been somebody else.
Yeah,
she's too fly.
Too fly.
To be right next door, and she should have had a dude she was dating.
Yeah,
it should have been something.
It's the obvious Brady Bunch situation is right there, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like
I'm still nitpicking, but that's the kind of shit I'm like,
yeah,
you got to make it. Something got to happen.
You got to really you got to work a little harder to establish that she's not an option for him.
Yeah,
for whatever reason, right?
Right.
Like, I love you like a sister.
Uh-huh.
You know, my whole life. Or
she should be the cousin.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Or give her a man.
Like, give her a man.
Either make her blood cousin.
Right.
You know, or
this is Uncle Willie's granddaughter.
Yes, or something.
Our daughter,
like
that. Or something.
Like that. Like that would put her off limits.
That's family. Yeah, right. Exactly.
We don't do that, right?
Exactly.
Or like you said, cast somebody else that's either older, you know,
uh-huh.
or just obviously like not right. the right fit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of other things, man, but for this one, let's jump right into some awards.
Okay. And before we do that,
yeah,
I will say, it's I love the film because I want to throw this in there because of just seeing a black man fight for his kids.
I love that.
That's overall why I love this film,
which is such a common theme.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You see this a lot. Like there's a Facebook group that I'm a member of, and it'd be a lot of brothers in situations exactly like this where they got like a Tasha-esque, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, ex-baby mama. But like Monty, like a lot of these guys are still trying to get their shit together.
Yeah.
So they don't have the bread for a lawyer like they need.
And he wasn't perfect. He wasn't perfect. And he wasn't really trying to drive, but driving the car would help him with his money and it helped him find his future woman.
Yeah.
But like, the narrative a lot of the time is that black men ain't taking care of their kids. They running around having them, but they're dipping off on them. Mm-hmm. And I know that's a reality. It's not a stereotype necessarily. That's a reality, but not for everybody. And it's not the common reality if you think about it. Well, I can't say if you think about it, because I know a lot of the kids I grew up with didn't have dads. But I know my homeboys, I have a lot of homeboys that are married. I've been to like probably 8 weddings on me in the last 10 years. Actually more than that. And these guys are still married. They're still fathers. Yeah. These are black men. So, and even the single fathers, I was raised by a single father.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that I like to see that being portrayed.
I think it was.
That's one of the reasons why I love this film. You know what I'm saying?
I think this movie needed. So the theory that I put into my head, why Monty even got with Jennifer to begin with, is because Monty catches the case. And I think when he gets out, I think he's at his lowest. His self-esteem is so low.
Yeah.
His self-worth is so low. He's probably feeling like, you know,
I was a
ball player. I was a star.
My life is over.
My life is over. And I think she was right there to seize upon that.
To my Jennifer,
right? And they have the kids. But then ultimately, I think Jennifer realizes he ain't never going to be nothing more than this. So she quits on him to get with Joseph to get the money, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the scenario. So maybe that whole theory about, you know, Monty should have been picked up. I think maybe he's a broken man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he's a broken man, even kind of like going back to getting out from them cases, which doesn't really explain what makes him ready for a relationship with Julia.
Right.
But I think understanding a little bit more about Monty, besides just his desire for his girls, would give us a little bit more.
Right.
We get a lot of backstory about Julia's experience in the past with dating.
Right.
We don't get any of that with Monty.
Right.
We just know that, like, Jennifer is his ex. But we don't get a sense of, like, any line from him about, like, why I don't date, or, you know, most girls don't want to date a guy with three kids. We don't get any of that.
Right.
So I think, like, it leaves a little bit of a hole in who the character is.
I agree. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that film, I feel like those elements of character development is necessary.
Yeah.
Especially to help the character be great
and
not just good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because we don't have a lot of characters to deal with in this movie.
Right.
The cast is relatively small.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I'm saying. In terms of like time spent, we spend way more time with Gabby Union and Julia and her story and her situation than we even do with Monty.
Right.
You know, a little less time there.
Uh-huh.
So if they had kind of like made it even or equitable. But overall, like, can't really go wrong with a Tyler Perry movie. Mm-hmm. Unless Madea just ain't your thing.
Right.
And you just don't find it entertaining.
Yeah.
All of Tyler Perry's black rom-com dramedies, dramas, all check the majority of the boxes.
Yeah, boxes.
And they leave it to, you know, for you to fill in. Okay, let's get into some awards.
Let's get it.
MVP. Who is the MVP of Daddy's Little Girls?
MVP. Idris.
You think it's Idris?
I think so. Even though he can't fight, that bothers me. I don't want to give it to him.
With you. Yeah. So you think it's Idris?
Well, no, you're right, because I feel like he could have did. Nah, it's Julia.
It's Julia.
She took the case. She
makes it all happen.
Yeah,
you know. Shouts out to Monty for melting that ice.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And he ultimately made her care.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? He was genuinely a good person that she saw. Mm-hmm. And I liked him. He was patient with her.
Yeah.
Because she didn't treat him very well at first.
Uh-huh.
She was hot and cold with him on and off.
But Julia helped when she didn't have to.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, she helped when she didn't have to. She cared.
When she didn't have to.
Mm-hmm. Right? And so I think she's the MVP because I think she makes the happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Everybody's better because of her.
Mm-hmm.
Who are your LVPs?
Ooh.
I probably already hinted what mine was by using plural.
MVPs.
LVPs.
LVPs. Mm-hmm. The Goons.
The Goons? Yeah, the Goons.
The Goons are the trash. Goons. They were the corniest looking goons.
Oh,
except the essay. The Mexican dude, he looked like a real one.
Yeah.
But like the nigga with the afro or the braids, mm-hmm. he looked like he had a costume on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like when they ran over after the accident.
Yeah.
Don't nobody have no gun.
Ain't
nobody got no gun.
You are absolutely right. You are 100% right.
These is drug dealers in the city of Atlanta. They got sticks.
Yes.
They got, you know what I'm saying, extendos.
These goons were useless.
Tyler. Tyler, you should have had at least one nigga shooting the air or something.
Yeah. I was going to say that that Tracee Ellis Ross, that the girlfriends were, you know, like the LVPs, because she could have just been having that experience just from bad online dating, and I just don't like them. I think they're like bad people. But you're right. Yeah. It's the goons.
Because even Terry, she didn't have to be that nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Brenda, the character, Brenda,
Brenda and Cynthia.
Yeah. But there was a couple, they had the conversation, like, he's not good for you. How are you over here working with the help?
Mm-hmm.
And then dating the help? What are you doing? Yeah. That's a whack of her to say. Trash. And that's a shitty, he's not the help, he's a human being.
Mm-hmm.
He's a driver. He works in service.
Yeah.
The service industry. And you're too good for that because you went to college and mm-hmm. you make six figures.
Yeah.
Okay, but do you know who he is, though?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, is he the help or does he own the driver?
Right, company? Right.
He has 15 cars.
Show some respect. Yeah. That was a quick jump.
Yeah.
And
for her not to explain or her not to check her homegirl at that one time.
Yeah.
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 But I think that was necessary for the plot, to see why he didn't, he had his doubts about Julia after a while.
And another little nitpick on Julia is, without question, she would have ran a background check on Monty very early.
A lawyer?
Yeah. who says the head of a firm?
Yes. And you say, is there anything I should know?
Yeah.
And he said no. But for him not to bring that up is crazy to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
For him not to bring that up, that's another unrealistic part. Like,
I'm a registered sex offender.
even if you don't say that, I went to jail years ago when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
For a rape that I did not commit.
I did not commit rape. I was at a party.
I had sex with a girl. Yeah. And her parents found out and she lied to save mm-hmm. face. Said I raped her to make her seem like she was a slut bag.
Any overacting award here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The kids, I'm gonna stall them out.
Yeah, because they're kids.
And they, for the most part, they did a great job.
Yeah.
So let me follow it.
Little Southern, daddy, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The youngest one had to be too sassy.
Yep. They dropped their lines. It was good.
Yeah.
They were serviceable.
Of course, Tasha's Pimp doing the thing. And mm-hmm. Joe being this stupid nasty. Just, Joe.
Yeah.
He could have been a little bit more gangster and not as loud of a gangster.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, He's a different type of drug dealer than Marcus was.
Yes.
The same city.
Same city.
I liked Marcus drug dealing.
Marcus would have
his swagger more than Joe's.
His whole business.
Yeah. He was too menacing for me.
Yeah.
But Idris did his thing, of course. And a baby girl did her thing. Gabrielle.
Mm-hmm.
Murdered.
What would Fresh do if he? how would Fresh get his daughter?
If Fresh,
back?
If it was Daddy's little boy,
yeah. Ooh, okay.
This movie wouldn't even make it past 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Fresh would have had Joe in jail.
Fresh would have had
and
Joe
Mom
in jail.
Mom would have been indicted too. So
Mom would have been indicted.
He would have planted evidence.
Mm-hmm.
He would have found a way to get that. And all of a sudden, his father, mm-hmm. Monty, would have opened up his
would have had enough money
and had a package full of $800,000.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To buy the business and the liquor store across the street. You know what I'm saying?
My man, Fresh.
Fresh.
But listen. Put Fresh in every movie.
Hey, he's making it better.
Making it better.
Man, what you need him to do?
Yeah.
Fresh is the little 13-year-old version of Olivia Pope.
Listen, every movie I've watched since we watched Fresh, I'm taking a beat to being like, nah, how would this movie
WWFD.
What would Fresh do?
Hilariosity, man.
Okay, all right. Let's get to the fist. 5-1. How do you rate Daddy's Little Girls?
5-1.
Yeah.
5 fists to 1 fist. This gets, this gets a strong 3.
Yep.
A strong 3.
Yep. No debate.
And I know you, it might sound crazy because it's 5 and it's basically the middle of 5. Mm-hmm. It's an above average film.
Yeah.
It made me feel good. At the same time, because of the nitpicks, I wouldn't even say some of them weren't nitpicks.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were actual, like, okay, I'm paying attention to this. We're film critics, you
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking, we're dissecting things and we're finding little chinks in the armor.
Yeah.
But I also can overlook certain things, but I still like the scene. This still works.
Yeah.
However, I wish they would have gave me a little bit more before the event of her falling in love came to pass.
That's all.
You know what I'm saying?
It's literally judged by what was put on screen.
Yeah.
Right? Like, based upon what you gave me,
right.
this is a good, like three fists is good.
Yeah.
Just the same way how we said that, like good, great, and excellent.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so, and our 5 black fists are excellent black movies.
Yeah.
You know, our 4 are like, these are great movies.
Yeah. Feel good for us.
Yeah. This is good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Daddy's Little Girls is just good.
It's a good film.
Feel Good For It. This is a good 3 black fists. It's not like, a bad movie.
It's not a bad movie.
Any stretch of the imagination.
No.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm about to make a crazy analogy,
mm-hmm.
but some of y'all probably haven't even watched this film, depending on how old you are. Like, there's Back to the Future,
mm-hmm.
classic.
Yes.
And then there's Revenge of the Nerds.
Yes.
Good film. Good funny, film. Silly, goofy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. Back to the Future.
Yeah, and so it's almost like you know, let's really age ourselves. Like Back to the Future is like a 5, right?
Right.
Like for me, like Adventures in Babysitting is a 4.
Boom.
Right?
Revenge of the Nerds,
3.
The 3. Solid, right? A strong 3 though.
Yeah, and then you can get into like Porky's, which is like a 2.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You know, right. that's how it goes.
Right.
So, of course.
Daddy's Little Girls.
Three black fists.
And I think that's respectable. Mm. Yeah. You know, and we broke it down. And I feel like we did a solid mm-hmm. breakdown of why we give it a 3.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Good.
I watched it. I enjoyed watching it. I got emotional in certain scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I like love stories.
Yeah.
I dug, even though it was too soon,
mm-hmm.
but I appreciated when they actually were in love and the things she was saying
that
about
part was
being
sweet.
Afraid of, mm-hmm. like, in this, she didn't want to be in this relationship or in this feeling alone. And he's like, you're not alone. Like, you know, those are real things. He touched on a lot of real good things that
I love.
People can relate to.
Yeah.
We're just seeing and noticing the things that kind of get rushed.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I mean, like again, even as it stacks up against just standard black rom coms,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's still just we just look just at that category.
Yeah,
it's not as good as Love Jones.
Nah,
you know what I mean, or Brown Sugar.
I know. Right,
you know
exactly.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
Yes, true. It's a 3. All right, man. That's it, man. Daddy's Little Girls, man.
Mm-hmm.
Idris Elba. Gabrielle Union,
yep.
Louis Gossett,
mm-hmm.
Tasha Smith.
Tasha Smith.
You know what I'm saying? We'll catch y'all next time, man. I'm interested in hearing what y'all have to say about this film as well,
mm-hmm.
about our breakdowns, our black bust mm-hmm. Review on this film. Let us know, man. So catch us next time. I'm your host, Big Ja.
Mm-hmm. Tony Perry.
You know what I'm saying?
Working on my really. Script tonight.
Yes, indeed. Yes, you should, bro.
There we go.
Catch us next time, man. Be good or be good at it. I'm out of here. Pum to the max.
Blackbusters.
Shop Amazon for last minute gifts. Great deals for everyone on your list. Gifts for mom and gifts for dad. Even for your sister and your brother, Chad. Ah, shoot, we didn't realize we were supposed to get a gift for our dog walker guy. We almost forgot about our dentist, Dr. Kerr. We didn't expect to get a gift from her. Or our cousin, I forget his name. He got us something nice, better reciprocate. For last minute deals on gifts for people you forgot, get faster free shipping at Amazon.